The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of, but back in Rutherford County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know them here in this big city we're in, but when I go back home, I've got some famous friends. Yeah, I do.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome. It's Monday morning here on the Wake Up Crew. That's my hero, John Young. And my musical hero, Chris Young.
No relation.
No relation.
Or maybe there is.
And that's on the John Dinkins playlist. Do you have a playlist, don't you?
I've got a bunch of playlists.
I've got it on there, and my granddaughters never want to hear my playlist because there's a lot of 60s stuff in it.
Uh-huh.
But I'm getting better. Getting better.
I have different playlists for different moods.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's a good idea, yeah.
I've got, like, my one I listen to at work, my, like, church playlist.
It's called, I hate my father.
It's called Soul Food. That's the name of that
one.
Yeah. I got a bunch of different. I've got a playlist just for driving, which is songs that are a little lower energy, because if I listen to high-energy music, I'll speed.
Well, I do just my playlist and a Christmas list.
I have a Christmas.
What kind of playlist do you have, Brian?
Silence.
He doesn't listen to music.
He doesn't listen to the radio, except WGNS.
The top Spotify, in my Spotify, the most listened to thing is thunderstorm sounds. I listen to it at night while I'm going to sleep.
Oh, I have a playlist of all the songs I want played at my funeral. I went ahead and built that because I don't trust Megan to pick out the songs.
I've got a list, and for my funeral, and I have to be very explicit with my daughter because she'll change it. I know her. She goes, that's stupid. I'm not doing that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I've got to. I said, and I'm gonna. I've put on there. I know this sounds stupid to you, but there is a reason. You know.
I just told Megan. I said these are the songs. Make sure they get played.
And then I also put at the bottom, if Brian is talking about me at the service and he says something ugly, tell him I will haunt him.
Mute his mic and turn up this song.
Yeah.
You know. It's like, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you.
I really wish I could find a speaker at my funeral that's a little more polished. Maybe you should do it, Dalton. You know?
Brutal.
I mean, he'll probably get emotional and start crying, don't you think?
I didn't realize I had made this playlist. But when me and Megan were dating, I made her a playlist of songs, like the modern equivalent of a mixtape, and I still have that on my phone. I didn't realize.
Isn't that really what a playlist is, really?
It's kind of just a mixtape. Yeah.
So they.
But you can put it on shuffle.
Boy, I made mixtapes with, you know, crossing the sound over and all that good stuff. You know?
I held down and put add to playlist.
Yeah, that's. I had
a great edit up here.
I almost did something the other day that you guys, I don't think you would think would ever be possible with me. I almost took my 45s down to Great Escape and sold them.
Mm.
Really?
I just don't think they're worth anything. I mean, nobody plays a 45 anymore.
That's
I don't
my
even
thing.
Play a 45 anymore.
I love an album on vinyl.
Yeah.
But I don't like 45s.
You can't take a shower and listen to the music,
right.
You know? I mean, can't do anything but sit there and put the next one.
And flip and then take it off and put the, yeah.
I've got about 400 or 500 45s, and I would imagine I could get $4 or $5 for them.
Now, you could find a jukebox.
That's exactly.
But that's what you need to
they're
do.
They're so high, man.
I know.
I'll tell you something else I really, really want. Tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I want a popcorn machine.
Mm.
Like a big one.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Not a little thing. And they tried to do that at Christmas 2 years ago. Gave me one of these little popper things.
Like an air pop?
Yeah,
oh, no.
I want the one that, you know, the butter, you put the big melted butter pack in there and, you know, it all comes down. It's big. And they're not that expensive. I mean,
no.
I just got to figure out a way to where to put it.
That would be something cool to have in a radio station even.
It really would be. Team Electric.
not with the rats we've got running around this place.
Team Electric, where we practice sometime. Brett will tell you all about that, but practice music. They have a popcorn machine, and I mean, it is so good. I mean,
yeah.
you can't go wrong with it. It's perfect.
It's not that expensive either.
No,
is it?
It's about $150 for a good one.
I've heard they're kind of hard to clean is the big thing.
They are, because I used to do that at Wilson Elementary each and every week.
Yeah.
They are kind of, but my case, I wouldn't be using it as often as I did at Wilson Elementary. We had popcorn day for our teachers.
Right.
Well, so, if we have to clean, I'm out.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. We can't have a popcorn machine up here with all these mice.
We can tell that you're at, according to what's up here now, that is being used. Yeah, so.
We have a refrigerator and a Keurig.
Yeah, but you can't open the refrigerator without getting hit with, like, mustard gas. It's the worst smell you've ever smelled in your life.
Some weird gas comes out, and I'm not sure it's not poisonous.
We opened it on the coaches' show one day, and all the coaches passed out in the lobby.
Sure did. Barry Wortman, I didn't think we were going to have a Blackman coach anymore. All right, we got a lot to do today. Let's start off with the weather here at 617.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we're looking at lots of sunshine, high near 46. Afternoon winds out of the northwest at 5 miles per hour. As we head into tonight, we're looking mostly clear, low around 27, southwest winds at 5 miles per hour again. By Tuesday, we'll see lots of sunshine, high near 55, southwest winds at 5 to 10. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now, it's 36 degrees.
All right, guys. If you're only middle-aged but wondering why it seems harder to keep up,
you're not alone.
It may be caused by low testosterone. Testosterone therapy, or TRT, can help you get back to your best. But not just any TRT, not those websites offering only basic treatments. You have to see the provider specialist at Low T Center. They offer advanced personalized treatments with over a decade of experience. At Low T Center, you'll start with a simple test and get your results in about 25 minutes. Go to lowtcenter.com to book your appointment online. lowtcenter.com. Low T Center. Reinventing men's healthcare.
Shopping for your DIY projects, odds are at the Habitat Restore.
We got it.
If you have a painting project going on, we have plenty of paint supplies. Come see us here at the Habitat Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need batteries, come to the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today at the Habitat Restore, but it may be gone tomorrow.
We got it, yeah.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
People that come in to pre-plan their funerals and put it down in writing makes it a whole lot easier on the children at the time of their death. This is what Mama wanted. This is what we're going to do.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants, and our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Head over to Toots.com for our daily specials, our menu, and all of our locations. Check out our Kids Club for some extra deals. Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Toots. Good food and fun.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, you won't find crazy promotions with pages of requirements. You won't find endless phone trees with computer voices. You won't find an out-of-state bank focused on turning a profit. Instead, we help when others won't. We've been doing that for our community since we started in a pencil factory in Shelbyville almost 70 years ago. If you're tired of big banks, it's time to try your local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA.
I'm a single mom, and as you can imagine, it's a fight sometimes just to get out the door. But when I need new tires or something's wrong with my car, I need to head to someone I can trust. I go to Tire World.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Tire World, locally owned and operated.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles. Here's Steve DeSager.
The Kansas City Chiefs won the AFC Championship again, beating Buffalo Sunday night 32-29 on a field goal with about 3.5 minutes left. Kansas City scored touchdowns on three of its first four drives, led 21-10 late in the first half. The Chiefs are into the Super Bowl for a third straight year. They'll rematch with Philadelphia. That is a classic Super Bowl from a couple of years ago. This time in New Orleans in a couple weeks, the Eagles advanced, winning the NFC crown over Washington 55-23. The Commanders committed four turnovers, had nine penalties. Saquon Barkley, great again for the Eagles, three touchdown runs, and on 15 carries had 118 yards rushing. His quarterback Jalen Hurts, three touchdown runs. One NBA game Sunday, Oklahoma City, now 37-8, got another victory, this time at Portland, 118-108. And in the WNBA, LA acquired Kelsey Plum from Las Vegas. Vegas gets Jewel Lloyd from Seattle.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. That's the name of the show. And it's a Monday. And we have a teacher work day tomorrow. That's right, tomorrow. That's the county. Okay. Don't want to get it confused.
Man, these kids are just out of school.
It's kind of where January is just like any other month. You know, you have 4 or 5 days off. Anyway, Groundhog Day is Sunday, February 2nd. Valentine's Day and City Teacher Work Day is Friday, February the 14th. Oh, they're going to get off. The city's going to get off for Valentine's Day.
That's sweet.
Well, what they are is they're off on Friday the 14th, and then there's no school on the 17th, so it's a four-day weekend.
Well, good night. That's a way to do it.
Yeah.
President's Day and no school for city and county Monday, February 17th. I wonder why the county and the city just don't get together and just say, we're going to have these are the dates we're going
to
use.
Same teacher work days. Yeah.
I think it would be easier because a lot of people have kids in one school and
that's certain, true.
You know, just seems to be something. I mean, I'm not director of schools or anything, so don't come to me. I never could get that job, okay? All right, we're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric today and every day. Are you ready to take control of your energy usage and save money?
Uh-huh.
Well, you can download the MyMTE app to track your energy consumption, pay your bill, and even report outages right from your phone. It's free and available now for iOS and Android.
But not Windows Phone, because they don't make that anymore.
Oh, me. I got a letter in the mail. I got an email that says my phone is paid for.
Nice.
So immediately my battery starts going weaker and weaker.
Yeah.
It's coming. And I told Brett, I have my policies in with him, and I said,
you can always tell when the new phone comes out because your phone will start acting weird.
Absolutely. You're absolutely correct. Now, something interesting. I'm just moving right along. Just blitzing through here. I didn't know we had Groundhog Day songs, but we do.
I didn't know there were Groundhog Day songs.
But there are five of them.
At least.
And we're starting the first one right now.
There are five because that's all that could be found, and I looked at multiple sources. But with Groundhog Day this coming Sunday, here is our first Groundhog Day salute.
Well, after hearing that, I'd just soon not have a Groundhog Day song.
Or maybe just don't have Groundhog's Day.
Yeah.
You know?
When's the MTSU, when are they having their Groundhog Day luncheon? Is that a Monday?
I need to look.
Because it's on Sunday, right?
I think that's right.
So you'll look it up for us. Glenn McCarty is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for helping North Boulevard Church of Christ repair a privately owned fire hydrant, and his co-workers at Consolidated Utility District are very proud of him. Glenn's going to receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
If you want to send in a Good Neighbor of the Day, text NEIGHBOR to 615-893-1450, 615-893-1450, WGNSradio.com/Good Neighbor as well. Also, that same phone number, birthdays and anniversaries, you can get those into us at 615-893-1450. By the way, the Groundhog Day Luncheon is Friday, John, this Friday, the 52nd annual Groundhog Day Luncheon.
Okay. All right. Cool. So it's going to be before.
Yes.
All right. That's a good deal.
Stones River Manor offers assured care.
It's so warm and welcoming.
Independent living.
What states have you lived in?
Lived in Illinois and here. My husband worked for Quaker Oak.
Assisted living.
I have my own place and I love it. The activity center has the Bible study that I like very much.
Adult daycare and respite care and specialized physical rehabilitation care.
I love the friendliness and the family attitude that they have here.
Visit them online at stonesrivermanor.com or stop by. They're near the intersection of Haines Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
McCabe Vision Center.
That's what it is cataracts, because it's sort of like a film or...
He's the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
How did you know something was going on?
I had problems driving at night. If I was hitting oncoming traffic, it blinded me, essentially. I had trouble seeing people's features if they were standing with the light behind them.
McCabe Vision Center.
I don't wear my glasses anymore. This is amazing for me because I've worn glasses since junior high, and now I don't have to.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Dudley. Several student groups expected to make their voices heard at the state capitol today. The students will rally to call on legislators to address gun violence following another deadly school shooting in the state. In a press release, student organizers say the rally calls on state leaders to add gun legislation to the list of topics to be addressed during the special session. The release proposed adding measures such as background checks, red flag laws, and mandatory waiting periods. We're working to learn more about a shooting over the weekend at the National Guard Armory in Clarksville. The Clarksville Police Department responded to the 1800 block of Fort Campbell Boulevard at approximately 11:55 p.m. Saturday night and found someone with a gunshot wound to his leg. The victim was flown to Nashville for treatment. No additional information was immediately shared as the investigation continues. It's unclear if the victim had a connection to the armory. More news in 30 seconds.
When you struggle with Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, you get used to not feeling 100%. I thought that was how it had to be. Until I discovered the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. They told me about new medications that weren't around back when I was diagnosed. They helped me find a specialist who gave me a new treatment plan. I'm feeling better than I ever thought I could. Don't settle for not feeling your best. Take action today to take care of yourself. Spill Your Guts. Learn more at spillyourguts.org.
An update to a story we brought you Friday. Gallatin police have arrested two people in connection with the shooting of a goose. The shooting happened January 20th at Lock 4 Park. Gallatin authorities say they worked with the TWRA to investigate the incident. As a result, two people have been arrested. No additional details have been released about the case, including the identities of those taken into custody or the charges they face. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:27 here on The Wake Up Crew. And I've got news. Yep, I do. It's personal news. A few weeks ago, actually it's a couple of months ago, I went and got a CPAP test.
Oh.
Like your dad.
Yes.
Okay. And so, oh gosh, don't put that kind of music in it. I lose track. Anyway, it took me about 4 weeks now to get it. So the other day I went in and they gave me the CPAP machine. Okay, so I have got the very, just goes right in your nostrils and just really small.
Mm.
Didn't work.
Oh, no.
It was not compatible to my face. So I have now the Hannibal Lecter, Brian Barrett
the Bane
style.
Mask.
Yeah, the Bane mask.
I don't have a mask. I have nasal pillows.
You just called them nasal pillows.
Well, that's what they're called.
Have you changed from when you were, roomed together in Gulf Shores one time?
No, same one.
It's just a little thing right here.
It just goes up in my... Yeah.
Now, it's not a little thing. It goes in, but then it's like all down and...
Well, it goes in, and then it has the strap that comes up over your head.
Oh, mine's going to be like this, like Bane.
Yeah, boy, I tried those. Oof.
Oh, I liked them better.
Did you?
It said that most people like it better because it keeps your mouth closed.
Mm.
See, I have trouble keeping... I was kept opening my mouth.
Yeah.
So...
I guess I've taught myself not to do that.
Of course you have, because you're perfect at everything you do.
Well, no, but if you don't keep your mouth closed, the air just comes out of your mouth, and it doesn't do any good.
Well, it's also almost scary when it comes out of your mouth, because you're kind of fighting the air that's coming through there.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
So, you're using yours, then?
I'm starting today, actually.
Wow. Okay.
He gave me instructions and all that kind of stuff. And then I found out you have to have distilled water.
Uh-huh.
And I've been to three stores already. Can't find any distilled water. I did buy some purified. They said you can get by with that for a day or two. But I didn't know there was a distilled water shortage.
Is there?
Evidently.
Can't use spring water?
No, can't use spring water. And you can't use tap. Well, you can use... They would rather you use tap water than spring water.
It's minerals.
Oh, wait a minute. It seems to me like somebody may have been using spring water.
I just get a jug of whatever's there. I haven't even paid attention, so...
It's minerals. The minerals build up as
right.
The water, yeah.
Yeah.
Evaporates.
But I'm sure he cleans his, like, regularly, so...
I'm sure he does not.
Probably, you know.
I did about 2 years ago.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
I just don't... I'm just not real... I don't know.
He's a perfectionist for anything but cleanliness.
But I have to use it for 7 days. I know you've been through this. You have to use it for 7 days, and then they give a report whether insurance will go pay for it. If they don't pay for it, then they take it back.
Yeah, it's really weird. And they keep count. They can get in it and see how many minutes you
used
it.
Oh, you're supposed to have 4 hours a night at least. The thing about it, the funny thing about all that is...
You will be annoyed for about a week.
They want you to have one to sleep. Because it could, you know, something that could happen to you.
Yeah, you could suffocate to
death. But if you don't use it enough,
you're done.
Yeah. So, got to prove your point. All right, Today in History, coming up.
It's time for Today in History.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security.
You're a good neighbor station, WGNS.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I'm Ryan Beard.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I'm John Dinkins.
I have a dream.
This is Dalton Merritt.
Tear down this wall.
1825, U.S. Congress approves the Indian Territory, present-day Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
1880, Thomas Edison patents the electric incandescent lamp.
We have the one of those here.
Yeah,
that's what lights this whole place.
LEDs replaced all that, right? Jimmy, kind of.
Well, there was the other one first, the swirly bulb. What was that one called?
Swirly bulb.
You know, like the swirly light bulbs.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I can't remember what they were called. And then LEDs replaced those.
1894, the first college basketball games played. In 1948, the first tape recorder sold. Well, we've come a long way from that. We don't even use tape recorders.
This is the first tape recorder.
Hey, you see on these old shows, you know, like Mission Impossible, the old television show, and they've got, you know, this tape will self-destruct. You know, I'm like going.
My favorite thing is watching like Star Trek, and they'll like the original Star Trek. They'll say, "Put the tape in the tape deck," and it's like 2,000 years in the future.
It's like, I know they can't help it, but anyway, Heartbroken Hotel is released in 1956. 1961, Sing Along with Mitch premieres on NBC TV. And in 1976, Laverne and Shirley, a spinoff from Happy Days.
Give us any chance, we'll take it. Read us any rule, we'll break it.
In 1984, Michael Jackson is burned during the filming for a Pepsi commercial.
You're a whole new generation. You're dancing through the day.
My hair's on fire.
2004, the single released by Usher becomes the song of the year in 2004. Stay tuned. Brandon Bruce is coming up next.
This is CBS Rewind. January 27th, 1956. The release of the Elvis Presley single, Heartbreak Hotel. January 27th, 1976. The ABC premiere of Laverne and Shirley. And this date in 1991. Houston at the Super Bowl during the first Gulf War. I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
At Progressive, we're making things even easier. We'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we're looking at lots of sunshine, high near 46. Afternoon winds out of the northwest at 5 miles per hour. As we head into tonight, we're looking mostly clear. Low around 27, southwest winds at 5 miles per hour again. By Tuesday, we'll see lots of sunshine, high near 55, southwest winds at 5 to 10. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now, it's 36 degrees.
Good morning. A couple of overnight accidents being cleaned up out here. It's trying to build through the Mount Juliet area in from Wilson County on I-40 westbound, headed on into Hermitage, trying to load up with more volume on 24 up through the Antioch area, coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. When you need dependable towing, make sure you call STR Towing and Recovery here in Middle Tennessee. They serve all surrounding counties. Check them out at strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by the law offices of John Day and AmeriCare Pest Control.
I've got pests.
AmeriCare is Rutherford County's number one choice in pest control, and it's simple to see why. After calling 893-7111, their staff came to my house 8 years ago when I had an insect problem. They looked at the situation, showed me the areas, and what they'd recommend to resolve the problem. After treatment and with quarterly checks, I'm bug, critter, and creepy crawly free. Thanks, AmeriCare.
Call the best of the best to get rid of your pest.
AmeriCare, 893-7111.
WGNS encourages you to shop local. Patronize those mom and pop businesses. Put this on your calendar. The MTSU Groundhog's Day Luncheon is this Friday. That's right, January the 31st. The doors open at 11 o'clock Friday morning, and the 52nd annual Groundhog Day lunch is served at 11:30. It's all in the MTSU Student Union Ballroom. Again, the MTSU Groundhog Day luncheon is this Friday. Also this coming weekend, Alice by Heart continues at the Art Center of Cannon County in neighboring Woodbury. And the Red Cross is still critically low on blood. Phone them and make an appointment to give blood at a time that fits your schedule. Phone 800-RED-CROSS. Hey, listen, this Saturday, the Polar Bear Plunge at SportsCom. You get to dive into the outdoor pool at SportsCom. The plunge is at 11 o'clock, but the fun begins at 8 o'clock Saturday morning, right there in the gym at SportsCom. Don't miss the Polar Bear Plunge. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony, then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do, but your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
First Shot, growing in Christ with life and athletic skills.
So we teach God's word at everything we do to implant it in them so that they understand that the only way to get through the world is with God on their side.
First Shot founder and executive director, Andy Herzer.
Our focus is on our inner city here at Patterson Park.
From academics to athletics, First Shot's focus is toward building a stronger, more courageous spirit to face opportunities and obstacles that our youth confront every day. To find out more about First Shot, go to firstshottn.org.
All right, guys, it's Scott. If you're feeling tired, lacking motivation and drive, gaining weight, or noticing a loss of muscle mass,
these could all be signs of low testosterone.
Don't wait. Find out now. At Low T Center here in Murfreesboro on Medical Center Parkway, they make it easy to get your levels checked. And with their on-site lab, you'll get those results back in about 25 minutes. Low T Center is not a typical doctor's office. Their physicians specialize in treating low testosterone with customized therapy, or TRT, for each patient. The experts at Low T Center have over a decade of experience helping patients achieve life-changing results. And most health insurance is accepted for treatment. For established patients with stable T levels, they also offer a convenient, physician-monitored, self-inject treatment plan that ships directly to your home each month without the need to come into the office for weekly visits. And at Low T Center, you can also get your health evaluated for treatment with prescription GLP-1 weight loss medications. Yep, you can lose weight. Get back to your best. Go to LowTCenter.com to book your appointment today. That's LowTCenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's health.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Oh, nice guy.
All right, it's 6:39. Yeah, here on The Wake Up Crew. And boy, we were at a ball game the other night. Dalton, you had hated it. Guess what happened? What? Some guy comes up and goes, "The best part of your show is that dad joke."
Well, that guy's dumb.
I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. Brian's little face just goes like a little two-year-old. Ooh,
he's like the Grinch in the
Windows. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was like, look, that grin right there, yeah. Like,
I am the best, the dad joker of the year.
That person arrested Dalton one time, so.
I don't think I've ever been arrested.
I think it was Greg. I think it was Greg Wine.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
I warned him. I said, "Watch it, Greg. You're liable to be on the air."
I was about to say, "I'm not your kid who got arrested. That's the other one."
Oh, Tom, we don't have time for a dad. Oh, yeah, I guess we do.
Daffy Duck and Elmer Fudd are robbing a distillery, and Daffy says, "Is this whiskey?" And Elmer says, "It's not whiskey. It's robbing a bank."
Those are two of the worst impressions I've ever heard, so I'm going to look past them, and I'm going to go ahead and give it a thumbs up.
Oh, my goodness.
CBS News Brief. The U.S. and Colombia avert a trade war after President Trump's threats of 25% tariffs for refusing to accept deportation flights from the U.S. CBS's Lilia Luciano.
The Colombian government agreed to all of President Trump's terms. This would result in the tariffs to be put on hold.
Tens of thousands of Palestinians are streaming into heavily destroyed parts of Gaza as per terms of the Israel-Hamas ceasefire. The BBC's John Donison from Jerusalem.
They all started going up the coastal road, which runs all the way along the coast through Gaza. It's quite a long walk, actually. Certainly they're going to the very far north of Gaza.
A solemn ceremony at Auschwitz marking 80 years since the Red Army liberated the notorious Nazi death camp. CBS's Anna Noriskevich is there.
While world leaders will attend in solidarity, no political speeches will be given. Instead, the stage will belong to survivors, survivors only.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
The Smyrna Police Department is asking for the public's help in identifying an individual suspected of selling a counterfeit iPhone in the area. The suspect's image has been posted on WGNSRadio.com to aid in recognition. Anyone with information that could lead to identifying this individual is urged to contact Detective Steve Martin at 615-267-5432 or email at steve.martin@townofsmyrna.org. Authorities appreciate community support in addressing these cases and remind residents to exercise caution when purchasing items from unknown sources. The Rutherford County Sheriff's Office is alerting the public about a phone scam involving a caller impersonating a county correction worker center captain. The scam unfolded when a local woman received a call from an individual claiming to be Captain Jason Smitty, alleging that she had two warrants against her with a bond set at $23,000. The impersonator attempted to arrange a meeting to collect the supposed bond money. Thankfully, the woman became suspicious and contacted a friend at the sheriff's office where she learned that the call was a scam. The Rutherford County Sheriff's Office stresses that deputies never call individuals about arrest warrants or request bond money over the phone. If you receive a similar call, authorities advise you to hang up immediately and verify the information directly with local law enforcement. For more information or to report a similar scam, contact the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office at 615-898-7770. Stay vigilant and protect yourself from fraudulent schemes. The Rutherford Roundup Podcast is your weekly go-to show for the latest news and stories shaping Rutherford County. From community updates to local events, school news, and more, we got it all in a quick, digestible format. Subscribe now on your favorite podcast platform. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Novatech, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert, reflects the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Visit novatech.net. Novatech provides businesses with a predictable experience at a predictable expense. Novatech offers free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit novatech.net. That's novatech.net.
Turner Security is proud to offer Honeywell Max Pro Cloud for your business. Control your security, access control, and camera system with one app. Arm your security, see your cameras, and unlock a door for a small monthly fee and no contract. Tired of paying for overnight guard service that doesn't work and costs too much? At Turner Security, we have your solution.
Attention to the individual with a backpack. You are in a restricted area and need to leave immediately.
Video monitoring with real-time live talk from Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, and as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
Friends? Yes. The financial partners whom you've built a relationship with at Old National Bank are still at the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard location, right here in the borough. And so are the warm, homemade cookies.
Cookies are ready, dear.
Like Grandma used to make. If you need online and mobile banking, Murfreesboro's Old National Bank does that too. You and Old National Bank, better together.
Old National Bank at 2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, member FDIC.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
I am Charlotte Gardner. I've lived at Adams Place for 3 years. Everything's positive about the food. There are so many choices. There is a menu that you can pick and choose whatever you want. And people who have come here for a meal with me are really impressed at the selection.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart. Information you need about preparing your will and estate plans.
Some families don't have an estate plan in place.
It's a really tough topic. You know, my dad several times said, oh, I'm not going to worry about all that. You can just take care of that when, when things go. But I think it's something that's really important, and I think he has started to see the importance of that as well.
And that's local attorney Sonia Wright.
Well, nobody wants to talk about death. Unfortunately, it usually comes up once someone has passed away or once there is something happening.
How long does it take to put this together?
It's an ongoing process. We can come in and we can get your wills done quickly because it's not something that you just set up and then you're done. I mean, you need to think about the changes in your life. We have a questionnaire that we send out that kind of gives the overview of everything. And then we set up a time to meet with the individual, make sure that we understand exactly what the needs are.
I've heard some scary stories about people who decide to put it together themselves.
You know, we definitely have a do-it-yourself mindset. We actually had someone that hand wrote out some of their wishes, and unfortunately, because it didn't meet the requirements in Tennessee, those wishes probably will not be upheld for them.
It's never too early to do your estate planning, and that's information you need from WGNS.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. It's 12 minutes before the hour, 7 o'clock. And don't forget, we'll have news at the top of the hour. And also the CBS Entertainment Report, also coming up as well here on the Big G. In the news, the bird flu.
The big bird flu.
Has kind of gotten worse. Eggs are now like $12 a dozen.
Yeah. Depending on where you go.
I'm not sure. I'm not a big egg guy anyway. I mean, I really don't love eggs.
But
they're good for cooking.
When I'm dieting, I use eggs.
Yeah.
Because I'll eat a lot of eggs because they're high in protein.
I mean, I don't hate them. I just don't go for them all the time.
I'll make like an egg sandwich kind of thing. I'm probably not just going to eat an egg, but.
And many farms are having to kill off their hens. You know, all their chickens.
It's horrible.
And yeah, that's inappropriate.
I thought we were talking about Big Bird.
No, we've quit that. That was a mistake. Sorry.
Big Bird doesn't lay eggs. He's a puppet.
So we're going to keep hearing it. Okay.
It's going to keep going.
All right. So anyway, but it is kind of a situation and right now. And you can go. I noticed I was in a Publix the other day, and they've moved their eggs into a closed open door areas. Next thing you know, they're going to be locking the door.
Like a beer cave at a gas station, like going for eggs.
Like going for a shave, you know, like a shaver or something. It was like that.
That's weird.
So I don't know. I don't know the situation, but they said there's many cases. Tennessee was not in that state list, but they said said to watch your cats. If you have a cat that's indoor and outdoor, to not let him get out and,
catch the bird flu.
Mm-hmm. They're susceptible to it. Dogs are not necessarily.
Yeah, cats are, unlike your dogs, you watch them when they're out. There are a lot of cats that are kind of feral, kind of part-time, you know, so you have to be careful with that. So I just thought that was kind of interesting. But that's something to watch, keep your eye on, and I don't know. And
be careful with your eggs. They're valuable now.
We don't need another pandemic. That's
no,
for sure.
No.
Not this soon. So, but stay away from, and be sure you cook your eggs too, just to be on the safe side. Make sure your eggs are cooked thoroughly.
Yeah.
You know.
Do you know in England they don't put their eggs in the refrigerator?
I mean, I don't know why.
I don't always put my eggs in the refrigerator either.
Megan puts everything in the refrigerator, so like even bread and stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't see why you would need to refrigerate eggs if you're going through them quick enough.
I either do or don't. I mean,
they probably
matter.
Last longer in the refrigerator just because they're cooler. But I don't think you would.
You have to watch them sitting in the refrigerator too long, or they'll freeze up, and then you crack them, and they go. It's just like one big. Plunk.
You must have your fridge turned all the way down.
I do have it pretty cold.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I don't like to get a drink out of the refrigerator and then not be cold. Or why have refrigeration?
That's true, I guess.
We scared him when we told him to get rid of the Big Bird music. I think we scared him off.
I ain't scared.
It's Groundhog Day.
Not yet. I wish it were any day but today. And it's time for celebrity birthdays.
It's birthday time.
Oh man, you sound just like her.
Thanks.
In 1756, Mozart was born, Austrian musical prodigy and composer.
Figaro.
You know, I think I'm really losing control of the 6 o'clock hour.
He's kind of lost it.
Yeah. Hmm. But then when he gets on the 7 o'clock hour, he's Mr. Serious and he doesn't let us do any joking at all.
Figaro.
1832, Lewis Carroll, an English author, he wrote Alice in Wonderland. Jerome Kern was born in 1885, an American Broadway composer, wrote Showboat. And 1921, Donna Reed, American actress. She was a big movie star and in It's a Wonderful Life, From Here to Eternity, but she's probably known more for the TV sitcom The Donna Reed Show. And that's from Here to Eternity, but... That's a great movie. In 1968, Tracy Lawrence, country singer, born.
These sticks and stone ain't all that makes a noise. They don't have arms to hold.
Well, I used to love his singing.
Yeah.
Well, he had some big hits, too. 1979, Rosamund Pike, British actress. She was in Gone Girl, and she was also a Bond girl, too.
Ah,
that's always a big...
That's a big plus.
Yeah. And that's a look at celebrity birthdays locally. Yesterday, Rod Edwards had a birthday today.
Again?
Did you call him? He's 87. No, he's about 70-something. Debbie Lehman, Angie Clonell, Kevin Wax, Kathy Fry, Aaron Schultz. Today, Jennifer Bowen, Paul Smithia, Jared McFarland, Jill Grogan, Melissa Mullins, and Pat Garner.
Those are the names we have right now. If you've called or text already, you're an early bird. We'll add those to the list we announce at 8 o'clock. If not, you've got until about 7:30 to get those in. 615-893-1450. And a good big old bowl of banana pudding is on the line here. So call or text.
Well, today is National Chocolate Cake Day.
Can't beat that.
Nope.
You like chocolate cake, Brian? Of course not. Do you?
I do, actually. I don't like chocolate, but I like chocolate cake.
655.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we're looking at lots of sunshine, high near 46. Afternoon winds out of the northwest at 5 miles per hour. As we head into tonight, we're looking mostly clear. Low around 27, southwest winds at 5 miles per hour again. By Tuesday, we'll see lots of sunshine, high near 55. Southwest winds at 5 to 10. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now it's 36 degrees.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE has provided light, comfort, and connection to our community since 1936. As your trusted energy advisor, MTE is always here to help. Connect online or download the My MTE app.
Good morning. They're out here working an accident in Hermitage right now at Old Lebanon Dirt Road at Tulip Grove Road. You can see the flashing lights as traffic tries to pick up down through Millersville. The last few minutes, 65 coming southbound, trying to load up with more volume by the minute here on 24 westbound, coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, up through the Antioch area. Hey, when you need dependable towing here in Middle Tennessee, make sure you call STR Towing and Recovery. Check them out online at strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Find it at the ReStore, yeah.
Welcome to the ReStore. What are you looking for today?
Do you have any area rugs?
We got it. And all of our lighting is 50% off here at the ReStore.
Find it at the ReStore.
If you need trim or molding, come on down here to see us at the ReStore.
The Habitat ReStore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the ReStore, yeah.
You feel great at Adam's Place.
Melanie teaches all of our exercise classes. I do the stretch and balance.
Alan Butcher.
Avis is our water aerobics instructor. It's really helped me to overcome some of my arthritis pain, and it's just a wonderful thing that we have here.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adam's Place. Call me for more information about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adam's Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
It's the start of Grammy Week, and the first round of performers revealed. First-time nominees Sabrina Carpenter, Charlie XCX, and Chapel Roan are a go, along with Benson Boone and Teddy Swims, both, by the way, in the running for Best New Artist. We'll see who comes up victorious Sunday night on CBS. The weekend gave us our Super Bowl lineup, Eagles and Chiefs. Also over the weekend, Kendrick Lamar dropping a bonus for his much-awaited halftime show.
Now I've been thinking about a guest performance.
And just like that, SZA will take the stage with Kendrick. Not a shock, really, when you consider the two start their 23-city Grand National Tour together in April. The Super Bowl happens February 9th in New Orleans. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
At Progressive, we're making things even easier. We'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:58, and you're listening to The Wake Up Crew here on News Radio WGNS. And Glenn McCarty is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for helping North Boulevard Church of Christ repair a privately owned fire hydrant, and his co-workers at Consolidated Utility District are proud of him. Glenn McCarty will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
And you can nominate someone as our Good Neighbor of the Day by texting the word neighbor to 615-893-1450. You can also call or text that very same phone number to get your birthdays and anniversaries into us, 615-893-1450, or head on over to WGNSradio.com/birthdays so that we can give away a delicious bowl of banana pudding from our friends over at Slick Pig Barbecue.
The city of Murfreesboro is growing, and we need your help to prove it by participating in the special census. It's fast and easy. Complete the form online at MurfreesboroCensus.com.
Count me in.
Hey, count me in.
And count me in, too.
You can count me in. I've already done it.
I haven't. I refuse. No, that's not true. I did it.
You're a city guy, aren't you?
I watched Melissa do it the other day. Took like 2 seconds.
It's working really, really well in it so far.
Do it online.
7 o'clock. Time for the news.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Deal on deportations to Colombia.
The tariffs are now on hold.
Long walk home.
Thousands of Palestinians began streaming back to northern Gaza.
Chiefs, Eagles advance to Super Bowl.
New Orleans!
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, President Trump's push to remove undocumented immigrants from this country nearly touched off a trade war yesterday as Colombia refused to accept flights from the U.S., hundreds of people on military planes. CBS's Ed O'Keefe reports now there's a new understanding.
Colombia's president, Gustavo Petro, said Sunday he wouldn't accept U.S. military deportation flights because the U.S. cannot treat Colombian migrants as criminals. In response, Trump said he would impose a travel ban on top Colombian officials and 25% tariffs on imported Colombian goods that would jump to 50% in a week. Petro initially stood firm, announcing his own 25% tariff on U.S. goods, and said, "Your blockade does not scare me." But hours later, the White House said Colombia had agreed to all of Trump's terms, including unrestricted acceptance of migrants, and the tariffs will be put on pause.
In a well-publicized operation, customs and enforcement officials made an undisclosed number of arrests in Chicago, carrying out the new Trump plan to deport people here illegally. CBS's Nicole Scango.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents joined with officials from across the Department of Justice, including members of the FBI and U.S. Marshals, in enhanced targeted operations. The focus, arresting undocumented individuals with a criminal history or those that pose a national security threat.
Overseas, a long walk home to Gaza as the ceasefire there holds. CBS's Ramy Innocencio says the movement comes after the second hostage release over the weekend.
In shattered Gaza, displaced Palestinians, the first thousands of hundreds of thousands began flooding back north this morning. "We want to go see my mother and father," said Ahmad Adas. "It's been a long time." They were stuck, amassed at closed Israeli checkpoints for 2 days. Israel accused Hamas of violating the deal by withholding a list of living hostages and one woman. 29-year-old Arbel Yehud, thought by Israel to be the last female civilian alive in Gaza. But a Qatari-mediated breakthrough came overnight, and now six more hostages will be released this week. Three this Thursday, including Yehud and a 21-year-old female soldier. Then three more this Saturday, including the first man as part of this deal. If the ceasefire holds, Gazans can keep returning home, a sea of people in an exodus from their own self-described hell.
In a move that sparked pushback, President Trump fired at least 15 inspectors general, the internal watchdogs at cabinet departments and other agencies. CBS's Weijia Jiang has more.
Mark Lee Greenblatt served as the Inspector General for the Department of Interior until late Friday night, when President Trump fired him, along with more than a dozen other IGs.
"This is absolutely unprecedented. There is nothing that's ever happened remotely like this."
Greenblatt, who Trump appointed during his first term, worries about who could replace him. IGs are meant to be nonpartisan watchdogs who root out corruption and fraud.
"The key is that our reports have credibility because we're independent. If all of a sudden, if you remove that independence, so what value does that report have?"
California Senator Adam Schiff says Trump broke the law because he did not give Congress the required 30-day notice.
"The American people, if we don't have good and independent inspectors, generals are going to see the swamp refill."
But Republicans like Senator Lindsey Graham were quick to defend the president.
"Get new people. He feels like the government hasn't worked very well for the American people. These watchdog folks did a pretty lousy job."
It's the Monday morning World News Roundup, and it's 4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
"Hope you enjoyed your meal. And I just want to say, he's lucky to have a brother like you."
"Lucky? Caring for my brother is far from easy. Waking up every day, lifting him from the bed to the wheelchair to the car to get him to therapy on time, it's no small task between the doctors and the diagnosis, but nothing can disable this love. This is my big brother, my hero. He's part of me, like my arms and legs. So I'll be his. See, there's no time for tired. This starts again tomorrow. He'll be waiting for me. I wake up for him. I know he needs me, but I'm the lucky one. Even though I need help now and then."
If you're caring for a loved one, visit aarp.org/caregiving for care guides and community, or call 877-333-5885. Caregiving Resource Center. Support for your strength. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Southern California got its first rainfall in months yesterday. It's a relief following the deadly and destructive wildfires, but there is new concern. CBS News LA reporter Lauren Posen.
Rain has returned, raising fears of flooding and landslides along burn scars in areas like Altadena, still vulnerable from the Eaton fire.
And we're happy to have it here because we need the rain, but obviously you don't want torrential stuff.
Burn scars, mainly in hilly areas, have lost much of the vegetation that normally helps anchor the topsoil because of the fire. Officials say the rain could trigger debris flow, carrying toxic ash and other materials into the neighborhoods.
If it's heavy, it'll cause the mudslides, which traditionally come after the fires.
Overseas, the Putin ally Alexander Lukashenko has been declared the winner of the presidential election in Belarus with 87% of the vote. The European Union rejects it as a sham. Lukashenko has been in power for more than three decades. 80 years ago today, the Auschwitz death camp where the Nazis murdered more than a million people was liberated. CBS's Vicky Barker.
Augen, not Augen.
Eyes. All I remember are the eyes of the prisoners, recalled David Dushman, the last living liberator from the Russian army.
Das Lager ist leer.
The camp is empty, this German newsreel would say soon after, but the traces of Nazi extermination are all around, from the emaciated bodies piled like logs on the ground to the unused canisters of poisons used in the gas chambers. 80 years ago today, few survivors left now to say never. Again.
Well, the stage is set for Super Bowl 59 in New Orleans.
Mahomes still has it to the five and in for the touchdown.
Patrick Mahomes used his legs and his right arm on CBS to propel the Kansas City Chiefs to a 32-29 AFC championship win over the Buffalo Bills.
I'm just so proud of my teammates and how they responded. That was a great football team, and I'm just lost for words. I'm excited for New Orleans.
The Chiefs are gunning for an unprecedented third straight Super Bowl win. They'll have to beat the NFC champion, Philadelphia Eagles.
Let's go! A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
The Eagles flew past the Washington Commanders 55-23. Philly coach Nick Sirianni.
It's not the best groups of individuals that wins. You got to become a team, and we got one more to go.
The Super Bowl is in 2 weeks. Time on the roundup. 8 past the hour.
Sherry, what have you done to your hair?
What do you mean? Does it not look good?
It doesn't look good. It looks freaking amazing. I can't believe how thick and healthy it looks. Oh, I must know your secret.
No secret. It's hair volume from New Nordic.
Hair volume, huh? Well, it certainly lives up to its name. Your hair has never looked so thick. It is gorgeous.
I was so tired of having thin and brittle hair. Ugh, and the shedding. So I figured I'd give hair volume a try. Needless to say, I'm thrilled with the results. Hey, where are you going?
I'm gonna pick up some hair volume right now. My reunion's next month and I want my hair to look as good as yours.
Hair volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of many award-winning natural health products from New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Scandinavia. Purchase at newnordicusa.com or your local CVS. Available as a tablet or delicious gummy. Help your hair look full, voluminous, and beautiful again at newnordicusa.com or CVS.
That's the latest from CBS News Radio. I'm Steve Kaffin. The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett continues now here on News Radio WGNS.
Thanks so much for spending another hour with us here on The Wake Up Crew this morning. I'm Brian Barrett, joined by John Dinkins and Dalton Barrett. More news and information straight ahead, including this look at traffic and weather together, brought to you by Toots.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants. One of the things that put us on the map here in Rutherford County was our daily specials. Now you can go to our website, toots.com, and click on the Daily Specials tab to see what those are.
Hey, this is Jack Hayes. Come over to Toots Restaurants and play our cool arcade games. And while you're at it, come check out our menus.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we're looking at lots of sunshine, high near 46. Afternoon winds out of the northwest at 5 miles per hour. As we head into tonight, we're looking mostly clear, low around 27, southwest winds at 5 miles per hour again. By Tuesday, we'll see lots of sunshine, high near 55, southwest winds at 5 to 10. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 34 degrees.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning, just a couple of accidents out here so far. It's building pretty good now with more volume on 24 westbound up to the Antioch area coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County into Davidson County. It's busy but moving down. 65 over here at Trinity Lane. 65's on the increase southbound through Millersville. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. Check them all out today. You can order online at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE Sharing Change has now donated more than $11 million to local nonprofits assisting worthy causes in our community. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS. With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
All right, friends. Welcome into hour number two of the Wake Up Crew Monday morning. Do you have those Monday blahs? Yeah. Me too.
We're just going to come across with odd sounds during the whole 7 o'clock hour.
It's 12 minutes after 7 o'clock. Huh? Everybody's off. Let's see. County
fixing on this show.
Teacher work day tomorrow. So no kiddos at school for the county tomorrow. Groundhog Day is coming up this Sunday. Groundhog Day luncheon for MTSU baseball is Friday, by the way. Valentine's Day and a city teacher work day is Friday, February the 14th. And they're off the following Monday, along with the county, for President's Day. So just a few of the things that are coming up. This is episode 1580. Of the Wake Up Crew, and in honor of the rodent, the groundhog. Rodent.
Not the rat that lives in our building, but the rodent groundhog.
You're talking about Charlie?
Did you name him? Named him Charlie?
Yeah.
Charlie the Rat Man?
Yeah. Groundhog Day, there are a total of 5 songs out of the entire musical collection that have been found.
Out of the entirety of musical history?
Yes.
5.
And here's one of them. Groundhog Day. That's Primus with Groundhog's Day. And I had to look it up. Is it Groundhog Day or Groundhog's Day? And it's Groundhog Day. No S. No plural. No
possessive. I didn't think it was plural. I thought it was possessive. It's not the Groundhog's Day? He doesn't own it?
Groundhog Day.
Interesting. Why?
Why would it be Groundhog's?
Because the day belongs to the Groundhog's.
I think I've been saying Groundhog's Day forever.
For my whole life. Yeah. I think you're wrong.
Well, look it up there, Mr. Smarty Pants.
Well, I have my personal life experience, and that trumps any information I can have.
Not really. How much personal information can you have on the groundhog? I mean, you didn't know there were 5 groundhogs.
I saw one on the way into work today.
Well, good for you.
He was on Old Nashville Highway. He was just sitting, chilling there, right by the road.
Just a-chilling.
I was just chilling.
The correct spelling is Groundhog Day, not Groundhog's Day. It's meant to be named after the groundhog, a woodchuck that is said to predict the weather for the next 6 weeks, which
have
they
you always
don't.
Had this complex that you've got to be right? I mean, is that
did you know, disagreed with
did
me.
Did you know that, do you know how much wood a woodchuck could chuck, if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
No, I don't.
A woodchuck could chuck, I can't remember the second half. A woodchuck could chuck a whole lot of wood if a woodchuck could chuck wood or something.
It's pretty good, though.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm, boy. Mm. Good deal.
He taught me that. He made me recite that so I didn't talk like mama.
It is a good thing to, yeah. Yeah. I forgot about that.
Well, he used to make me, this is what I grew up with, John. He used to make me at like 4 years old just recite like tongue twisters so that I'd learn how to be articulate.
Did he whip you afterwards?
Or? Yes. He'd be like, you messed it up. Smack, smack, smack.
Man.
Sally sold seashells, not Susan's. Smack, smack, smack.
Okay. Well, John, I have gotten yet another reminder of my age.
You need reminders?
I think I shared with you that. So my birthday was on a Sunday, January 5th. in my mailbox on January 6th. Welcome to the 50s Club, AARP.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
So now, I have been invited to the 50-plus ministry at church.
Oh, with good old Steve Hudson.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
It's just another reminder of where
I am. Oh, you get to go to bingo now.
Well, that's why I brought this, to share with you some of the exciting things that I can do now that I'm 50.
Do they have openings at Stones River Manor or anywhere? you might want to.
Oh, I mean, you could do the radio commercials from Stones River Manor.
Home, sell your home and live out there. I mean, it's a great place.
Or just
place.
Give it away. Give
it's a great place to me.
Yeah. It's not a bad place.
Well, I wonder if he'll ever do that.
Give me his house? No, yeah. He'll have to die.
But I mean, he could make it where you could make it very affordable for you,
but
and affordable for him.
Well, if he gave me his house.
There's more than one child, too.
And I sold it and split the money with Bobby, I'd still probably have enough money to pay off my house. At least a good portion of it.
Yeah.
Okay. Then where would I live? You in a van down by the river?
You need
to. I figured you'd live here, if I'm being honest. There's a couch.
By a van down by the river. Hey, you could. There's some rooms here.
Right. Me and old Charlie.
You wake up and the rat's just like staring you in the face.
I'll have the three dogs and Charlie in the face.
So he'll be rubbing it like.
Oh, you could have them build you a bedroom into the new building.
Why? I never get away from work anyway. Tonight.
You'd have your own studio, though.
Well, that's true. Well, sleep in the studio.
You'd have to. Yeah, I mean, you'd have to find hobbies at that point.
I want to share with you some of the things that I get to do now. Bingo night tonight.
This is all new vision?
This is, yes.
Are you going? Are you going to go to bingo night?
I hadn't thought about it until I got this email.
I think you ought to go.
You'd probably have fun.
There is a 50-plus lunch in February, and the topic is fraud protection.
Frog?
Fraud.
Oh, I thought, you know. What do you need protection from frogs for?
And why is the church putting this on?
Rivet.
And so that's a luncheon. Then in March, comedian Dan Whitehurst will be there.
Man, for there's like something dinner. To do every month.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just about. And this goes through like May. There's going to be a picnic at the pavilion.
Oh.
And then I could put myself on the waiting list to go to Mackinac Island. Mackinac Island. Mackinac.
You and Todd Harris and there's all kinds of.
That's a place Megan really wants to. She's been several times because she used to live up there. Yeah. But I've heard it's cool.
Yeah, you can't. You've got a. There's
no
Kevin,
cars.
Kevin
no
Woodson. Motorized.
Yeah.
Y'all could all hang out.
And then I can look forward to 2026 when there is an Ireland trip.
I think you ought to go to that.
Well, at this age, I don't know if you're going to make it to 2026.
I mean, that would be a great trip, though.
But I am now part of the 50-plus e-news from church.
You did. So. You are 50-plus.
I know. Everybody knows. All right, here's sports.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles. Here's Steve DeSager.
The Kansas City Chiefs won the AFC Championship again, beating Buffalo Sunday night 32-29 on a field goal with about 3.5 minutes left. Kansas City scored touchdowns on three of its first four drives, led 21-10 late in the first half. The Chiefs are into the Super Bowl for a third straight year. They'll rematch with Philadelphia. That is a classic Super Bowl from a couple of years ago. This time in New Orleans in a couple weeks, the Eagles advanced, winning the NFC crown over Washington 55-23. The Commanders committed four turnovers, had nine penalties. Saquon Barkley, great again for the Eagles, three touchdown runs, and on 15 carries had 118 yards rushing. His quarterback Jalen Hurts, three touchdown runs. One NBA game Sunday, Oklahoma City, now 37-8, got another victory, this time at Portland, 118-108. And in the WNBA, LA acquired Kelsey Plum from Las Vegas. Vegas gets Jewel Lloyd from Seattle.
There's a lot going on here. Entertainers come in three or four times a week. I'm Greg Shannon. Come and check out Adam's Place. Of all the places we checked, it was by far the most comfortable. People make a difference in your life. And here, when we first got here, you know, they come up and said, hey, join us for dinner. They just want you to be part of the community, you know? Just feel so welcoming.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
This is a paid legal ad.
When a family member is lost as a result of someone else's negligence, the grief can be unbearable. It also leaves you with a lot of questions like, how did this happen? Who's responsible? And is my family going to be okay? That's a lot to go through, but with the law offices of John Day on your side, you don't have to go through any of it alone. We understand what you're going through, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
When you have fire, water, or storm damage, Farrah Construction can help. Farrah Construction is also there to help when a car slams through the wall. Call Farrah Construction and we'll board up, put down tarps, secure your home or business until the insurance coverage is approved. Call Farrah Construction at 615-893-6120. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
Here's today's Sunshine Nutrition segment featuring Kim Hillsman Dunaway. Kim shares ideas on how to get healthy, things you can do to change your lifestyle, small adjustments that make a big difference.
Today we're talking with Kim Hillsman Dunaway from Sunshine Nutrition Center in both Murfreesboro and Smyrna. Kim, what's the topic today?
Well, today I think we can't get out of January without talking about diet. And it's always a hot topic. You know, what's the hot diet this year, right? Is it carnivore? Is it going to be this keto diet? Is it going to be this restrictive? And I'm not a fan of diets. I'm an anti-diet person because all they do is sort of restrict one or two or 12 food groups, right? Or intermittent fasting, which can be healthy, but I've oftentimes seen where it has led to disordered eating as well, or it leads to binge eating because then people just eat whatever they want within this window of time. What I'm a big advocate of is behavior change. So oftentimes when I'm counseling people with their diet, I don't take anything away initially. What I do is I add something to their diet. So it might be as something simple as we're going to add a vegetable to your diet. Somewhere, right? In next month, we might add a fruit to your diet somewhere. And the goal of that is to really start to increase the things that we do instead of take away the things that we do. Because when we take away things, what people end up doing is they don't stick with it because it's not sustainable. All they're thinking about is what they can't do, right? And they tend to binge on those things because they're not supposed to do it, right? If I tell somebody they can't eat cookies, then if they get in front of cookies, they're going to eat 12 of them, right? If I give them permission to eat cookies, but maybe we're just going to eat two or three, and tomorrow, if you want two or three, we're going to eat two or three, then there's no reason to binge. And so what we've done in that is we've created behavior change. And behavior change is what's going to stick more than some quick diet where you lose 50 pounds in a short period of time, right? Of course, with the GLP-1s, that's where a lot of people are heading, right? The Ozempics and the Mounjaros and those types of things. And of course, we may not know for 10 or 15 years if these things are good or not, right? And the whole reason that they work is because they keep you from eating a lot, right? You're decreasing the amount, which at the end of the day is how you lose weight, right? Eat less, move more, you're creating some type of a deficit, right? So when it comes to the Ozempics and the Mounjaros of the world and those types of things, that's ultimately what they're doing is they're creating a calorie deficit. What happens when you're off of those things and your appetite comes back? If you haven't had any behavior change, you're just going to go right back to those habits that you had before. So we have to do some kind of behavior change if we're going to be successful.
You don't want to be that person who's up and down in weight because you're constantly trying new diets because that's not healthy either.
It's not. And it gets harder and harder to get the weight off. And oftentimes that extra weight comes on with it, right? If somebody loses 40 pounds, they don't usually gain 40 pounds back. They gain 50 pounds or 60 pounds back instead, right? Which can be very frustrating. And they gain it much quicker than they got it off. So people don't like slow weight loss because they want, it's instant gratification society. We used to have to go home and hit voicemail to find out who called us during the day, right? Now you get it on your watch, right? right? You don't even have to look at your phone. It's everything is so instant gratification. Weight loss is the same way. But if you lose 3 pounds a month, at the end of the year, you've lost nearly 40 pounds. But somebody will decide that that's not enough. They want to lose 20 pounds in 2 weeks. And instead, they end up at the end of the year, either they've lost no weight or they've actually gained weight. So wouldn't it have been more successful to have gone the slow weight loss mode instead, when your body can actually burn fat? Because guess what? When you lose a lot of weight in a short period of time, your body has to burn muscle in that same effect, right? So then you get weaker, which is a problem. People don't like the way that they looked when they do lose the weight. You know, then they want to lose more weight because they still have this problem and that problem because they didn't lose all fat. We've got to slow it down. We've got to have a little bit more patience and really focus on some of those long-term behavior changes.
And you can help people out with some of these goals they may have, with some of these ideas of things that they want to accomplish, but you can help them out with those things.
Right. I mean, we've always had a very knowledgeable staff. It's one of the things we've always hung our hat on. However, starting in February, we're actually going to be doing supplement consultations at the store with either myself as a dietitian, and then I've also got a partner who's a pharmacist who will be doing that as well. And having that tremendous background, and, you know, because a lot of times people are on medications and they're trying to do supplements and they're like, they don't know what that looks like, what to do, where there's interactions. And so that'll be available for a small cost at the store starting in February. And that'll be really cool too. And we're also going to be starting to do, you know, classes on a semi-regular basis as well to help to inform people about these topics as well.
And again, with us today, Kim Hilsman Dunaway from Sunshine Nutrition Center. And once more, tell us where you're located.
So in Smyrna, 901 Rock Springs Road here in Murfreesboro. We're located at 621 South Church Street. And of course, I have to always plug that Tuesdays are 25% off, right? And that's always a great way to save on a lot of the things we talked about this month.
Sounds great. Again, Kim Hilsman Dunaway from Sunshine Nutrition Center.
Sunshine Nutrition Center, with locations in Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
Start your day with the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
I don't know. I guess if I could have another name, it would be Shane.
Shane! Yeah. Come back, Shane!
That's what I was thinking about.
News, traffic, weather, and fun every morning.
There's not much thinking that goes on this time of the morning, by the way.
Wow, classic answer.
The Wake Up Crew, weekday mornings, 6 to 7:50 on News Radio WGNS.
Folks, I hope you listen in every Sunday night at 8 o'clock to the Edwin Lee Raymer Show. We'll talk about some local politics, national politics, all types of topics, all types of guests. That's 8 o'clock Sunday night, Edwin Lee Raymer Show. Talk to you then.
Life changes, then it changes again. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure that you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Residents at the Villages of Murfreesboro say it best.
You can play cards or you can play any game that you want. They've got a whole room full of games and puzzles.
Have fun at the Villages of Murfreesboro.
They have a library upstairs that is to die for if you're a reader. The whole room is filled with books. It's wonderful.
I'm Hope Rogers. Visit the Villages of Murfreesboro. I'd love to give you a tour. The Villages of Murfreesboro is located at 2550 Willow Oak Trail.
We just love it here.
Hey y'all, it's Taylor with Bell Jewelers. At Bell Jewelers, select pieces on sale for Valentine's. The most popular ones being diamond studs. We have natural diamond studs on sale for $179. And then we have really pretty diamond heart sets, so diamond heart earrings with the matching necklace. Matching sets are the best Valentine's gift. Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, across from Toots.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company, we handle everything.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It is 7:30. It's a Monday morning, January the 27th, episode 1580 of The Wake Up Crew.
And we had birthdays yesterday. Talk about old.
Rod Edwards has a birthday. Debbie Lehman, Angie Clanow, Kevin Wax, Kathy Fry, Aaron Schultz. Today, Jennifer Bowen, Paul Smithia, Jared McFarland, Jill Grogan, Melissa Mullins, and Pat Garner.
And if you or someone you know shares a birthday with any of these folks, super easy. Go ahead and get those into us. 615-893-1450. That's the phone number. WGNSradio.com/birthdays. That's the website. And a delicious bowl of banana pudding from over at Slick Pig Barbecue. That's the prize.
All right. Hey, we're checking on news coming up here now.
Please participate in Murfreesboro Special Census. This is Mayor Shane McFarland. An accurate population count means more shared state revenue for the city. Visit MurfreesboroCensus.com. That's MurfreesboroCensus.com.
Traffic and weather, and then Dalton's got your news straight ahead.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we're looking at lots of sunshine, high near 46. Afternoon winds out of the northwest at 5 miles per hour. As we head into tonight, we're looking mostly clear, low around 27, southwest winds at 5 miles per hour again. By Tuesday, we'll see lots of sunshine, high near 55, southwest winds at 5 to 10. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now, it's 34 degrees.
Good morning. It's still a little bit sluggish over here on 65 southbound as you come down through Robertson County, just south of Portland. We've watched this for the last 30, 45 minutes out here run pretty slow in that area coming down from the north. Loading up pretty good, 24 westbound up through the Antioch area in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. When you need dependable towing for your car or big truck, make sure you call STR Towing and Recovery. Why? Because these guys are the best. Check out strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
An investigation is underway after a shooting was reported Sunday afternoon at the Chelsea Place Apartments along Bradyville Pike. The Murfreesboro Police Department confirmed that two individuals were shot. However, their current medical conditions have not been disclosed. Officers reported to the scene shortly after 4 p.m., securing the area while detectives began collecting evidence and interviewing witnesses. Authorities are working to identify the shooter and gather details about the vehicle reportedly involved in the incident. At this time, no further information has been released, and the investigation remains active. Residents are urged to stay vigilant and report any information to the police department as the situation develops. Advanced license plate reader technology once again proved its effectiveness in law enforcement, helping Mount Juliet police apprehend 52-year-old Cannon County man driving a stolen vehicle. The 2018 Nissan Altima, reportedly stolen from Millersville in Davidson County, was flagged by the city's LPR system as it entered Mount Juliet. Officers quickly intercepted the suspect near Golden Bear Gateway without incident. Authorities revealed that the man was wanted for questioning in connection with auto theft. The vehicle's recovery and the arrest underscore the growing reliance on LPR systems to assist law enforcement in tracking stolen vehicles and apprehending suspects. The suspect is now in custody and investigations into the case continue. Police commend the swift action of officers and the vital role of the technology in ensuring public safety. That's all for now. If you want these and more local news stories in a quick and digestible format, check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast, which is available on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, and our website, WGNSradio.com. Whether you're walking the dog or having your first cup of coffee, be sure to check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
As a leader in environmental services, sustainability is deeply integrated into our business model. At Middle Point Landfill, we are environmentalists at heart. This is Mike Klassen with Middle Point Landfill. We use cutting-edge technology in combination with our deep experience in recycling and waste services to protect our environment and our neighbors. That's our job, and that's our promise. We invite you to learn more about us at MiddlePointLandfill.com. For public services, we are sustainability in action.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, you won't find crazy promotions with pages of requirements. You won't find endless phone trees with computer voices. You won't find an out-of-state bank focused on turning a profit. Instead, we help when others won't. We've been doing that for our community since we started in a pencil factory in Shelbyville almost 70 years ago. If you're tired of big banks, it's time to try your local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA.
Participating in Murfreesboro's special census could help bring more funding to our city. $175 per resident per year. Here's Murfreesboro Mayor Shane McFarland.
Those dollars shared with us will greatly benefit our community. Build roads,
maintain parks, improve public safety, and much more.
It's fast and easy. Complete the form online at MurfreesboroCensus.com.
Count me in.
Okay, count me in.
And count me in, too.
Let's make sure every resident counts. Visit MurfreesboroCensus.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back on the Wake Up Crew from News Radio WGNS. And right now it's time to play Family Feud. And we are going to be playing the feud against Major V. You're going down, Major. Round one, here is the first question. Name a profession you shouldn't go into if you have bad aim.
Police.
Yeah.
Military.
Nope.
Oh. Kind of hit me for a loop there.
Doctor. You know?
Well, sure.
Nope. Mm. Bad aim. Sports.
There you go. Shouldn't be an athlete.
Bad aim. Marksman or hunter?
Hunter, yeah.
Hunter. We have the answers 1, 4, and 5.
This is tough. This is a hard question to start off with.
Well, let's see what number 2 is. Or 3. Archery and sharpshooting.
Well, you were trying to say sharpshooting.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're ahead, but just by a little. So how about double points? The question, name something people drink a lot of in the summer.
Water.
Tea.
Lemonade.
Lemonade is number one.
Beer.
Oh.
Thanks for coming in with that one.
A good lager? No.
Kool-Aid.
Wow, fruit punch, a perfect round. Look at that.
Wow, we just swamped him. We were beating him by like 10 points, and now we're up by 300.
Man, Major went down.
Yeah, he did.
In a major way. Triple points, though, this round. And the question? Name a breed of dog that would never scare away a burglar.
Chihuahua.
Chickahuahua.
That's number one.
Would never scare a burglar?
Dachshund.
How do you spell doc?
D-A-U-S-C-H.
A-N?
No. D-A.
D-A.
D-A-U-S-C-H.
C-H-U-N-D, I think. Something like that.
Well.
See? He is scary.
Right.
A collie.
A collie.
Hmm.
This could be vast. I'm trying to think of this.
Labrador? Retriever?
Yeah.
Golden Retriever?
No.
Golly, we stunk. Well,
yeah, sure we did. Really, glad we got swept the board last time. Number 4, Cocker Spaniel. Dachshund was on there, and a poodle.
Oh, we spelled it wrong. My bad.
Wrong. That's your dog!
I know.
We should just put Chipper in there.
There are several different ways you can spell a dachshund.
And it doesn't spell like dachshund.
Mm. Let's go fast money.
We're locking in.
Is this what we want?
Name something that's cheap and greasy.
Burger.
Besides the U.S., name a country that has the best music to dance to.
Spain.
Name an occupation that uses a knife.
Chef.
Name something a person pushes that has wheels.
Cart.
Tell me something people ask you to smell.
Breath.
Okay. I was going to say pits, but...
I was like, oh.
Something cheap and greasy. Burger was number one. Music to dance to other than the U.S.? Spain. Mexico was number one.
I was close.
Chef uses a knife. Number one answer. cart, pushes with wheels, stroller. And breath, something to smell, perfume or cologne.
See, I'm going back.
come smell my breath, will you? Hey, Dalton, have you smelled my breath lately? Come over here.
Oh, yes, I have.
Well, that is Family Feud. I'm glad we rocked it on double points.
Well, it was easy. It's a quick game.
Yeah, it sure was. Here we go with more of the Wake Up Crew after this.
Welcome to the Restore. What are you looking for today?
I'm looking for a new sofa.
We got it here at the Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need trim or molding, come on down here to see us at the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
And all of our lighting is 50% off here at the Restore.
We got it.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
The Habitat Restore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
For 75 years, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic has been a cornerstone of health and compassion in our community. From our humble beginnings to the advanced, comprehensive care we offer today, our commitment to you has never wavered. With 8 locations across Murfreesboro and Middle Tennessee, and over 100 physicians, we continue to provide the highest standard of care. Then, now, and always, your health is our mission.
Don't let concerns about today's events derail your long-term financial strategy. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin, and I'm here to help. We can work together to understand the impact of these events and make sure that your goals are top of mind. While you can't control market volatility, we'll help focus on what you can control. We can connect in several virtual ways. Start by giving me a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
I am Charlotte Gardner. I've lived in Adams Place for 3 years.
Do you have entertainment?
3 times a week. There's always entertainment. Come on. You can find bridge partners. You can find card game partners. And Mahjong is a very popular game. You never lack for something to do. Never.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back on the Wake Up Crew at 7:42, coming up on 7:43. And we have got a lot more live and local conversation straight ahead here on WGNS as we go throughout the morning, so be sure to hang in with us. Powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Take charge of your account and energy usage with the My MTE app. You can get it for iOS and Android, and download in the App Store. Manage your account, improve your energy habits, and more. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936. Our good neighbor of the day today is Glenn McCarty. Someone wrote in to tell us about Glenn, and that Glenn helped North Boulevard Church of Christ repair a privately owned fire hydrant, and his co-workers at the CUD, Consolidated Utility District, are very proud of him. Today's good neighbor of the day, from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
Daffy Duck and Elmer Fudd, they're robbing a distillery, and Daffy says, "Is this whiskey?" And Elmer said, "No, it's not as whiskey as robbing a bank."
Replay. Do the impressions get worse? Oh, you knocked your windscreen off again.
Yes, it got worse.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's not...
You wascally wabbit.
Thumbs up.
Yeah, I think had you just read it in your normal voice, I don't know if it would have been better or worse. Would it have been better or worse? I don't know. It is what it is. It's over.
Well, maybe someone laughs.
That's the only thing about a thumbs up.
Yeah, there's no.
I mean, I would have given that a 5.
Yep.
You know.
Really?
That's why we moved to thumbs up, thumbs down.
I'm not an impressionist.
So really, thumbs up and thumbs down are better. If you're an impressionist, then don't use it.
But everyone laughed.
We were laughing at you, not with you.
I think that's why I got a thumbs up, because we were laughing at your impression.
Okay, come smell my breath. What did we learn today?
You were going to say pits.
Yes. Well, we learned you're a jerk. Bird flu. We talked about bird flu.
And Sesame Street.
If you see a bird sneeze, report it.
Now you're making fun of a serious situation.
I give that a 10.
Eggs are like $8 a dozen.
It's true.
CPAP. I have a new CPAP machine.
Do you like it?
I don't know. I don't know if I am or not. The 7 days are going to be rough. First seven.
You're not going to like it.
Well, thanks. Give me encouragement. Yeah. There you go.
As much mess as you give me about mine.
Well, I mean, I don't know that I'm going to like it or not, but...
You probably won't like it at first, but you just kind of got to buckle down and...
I can tell you you won't at first, and nobody does, because it's hanging around your head, and you're trying to sleep, and you get frustrated.
John, I hope you have the greatest night's sleep of all time tonight.
Yeah, and I've got to get up the next, and like...
Do this again.
Yeah. Hope I'm here on time.
Should wear your CPAP up here. Just bring it, do the show with it on.
Welcome into the welcome show.
If I can just keep my mouth closed, which you know how difficult that is for me. You know what I mean? And we did a great job on Family Feud.
Boy, didn't we?
It was a little scary at first.
And a little rocky towards the end.
Yeah, but
great in the middle.
Great in the middle.
I'm glad it was. Well, if you missed part...
Y'all can thank me later for getting in that Kool-Aid thing right at the end.
True. Yeah.
Fast.
Next on the Wake Up Crew, stupid, silly stat of the day.
Did you know that 75% of the world's diet is produced from just 12 plants and 5 different animal species?
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Thought it was. Here's our song of the day. We're celebrating the groundhog this week. It's Groundhog's Day.
Did you weigh yet?